Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the South Bay Show, Manhattan Beach 360, on February 6th, 2015. Voted Best Local Radio Show in the Daily Breeze Reader Choice Poll 2014, and we want a repeat. Live, love, laugh, and leave a legacy. That's what we do here in the South Bay of Los Angeles, and it's a beautiful place to do just that. I'm your host, Joe Terry, and the South Bay Show is brought to you by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. The Manhattan Beach Chamber has been serving the city of Manhattan Beach for over 60 years, and they are dedicated to promoting a strong local economy by supporting the community, providing valuable business connections, and representing business with government. The Chamber staff is focused on providing its membership with the tools and resources to help their businesses grow and thrive within the community. Their goal is to continually support the individual efforts of business as they work to support the growth of the local economy. For more information on how the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce is working with member businesses and the City of Manhattan Beach to support that growth, visit their website at www.manhattanbeachchamber.com. That's all one word, manhattanbeachchamber.com, or call 310-545-5313. That's 310-545-5313. You can read all about our many adventures on Facebook at facebook.com/The South Bay Show. Persistence, passion, principle, and purpose. That's what we talk about here on the South Bay Show. And, of course, I'm not alone because of our great partnership with SouthBayByJackie.com and producer of the South Bay Show, Jackie Balestra. Hey, Jackie, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, Joe. By the way, I just wanted to let you know, at the top of every show, you tell everybody that we were voted best local radio talk show by the Daily Breeze last year, 2014.
Yeah.
Well, Easy Readers, Best of the Beach. You can vote now for that. And while they don't have a line specifically for local radio talk show, you can write it in. So I've just begun the campaign to get people to vote, write us in and vote for us.
I see. Right after the show, ladies and gentlemen, go to your computers, go to your smartphones.
Best of the Beach, Easy Reader. Write in.
So
South Bay Show.
There's a lot of talk about Valentine's Day coming up. Of course, the most important event coming up is tomorrow, Saturday night, at the Torrance Cultural Arts Center, Dancing with the Stars 4, Dancing with the South Bay Stars 4.
Right.
Celebrating.
We can't even think about Valentine's Day until we get past this. We got to get past this, and then we can think about other things. Yeah,
that's right. Yeah. That's right. Everyone should think about this event. It's an amazing, marvelous event. You're going to see lots of local celebrities, in quotes, dancing for charities, and it's going to be a fabulous evening. It's at the Armstrong Theater in Torrance. Just go to torrancearts.org and you'll find out more information there.
Yeah, tickets are going very, very fast. There are some left, but they're going fast. And the most important thing, vote. You can vote now. You can vote online now, right? Online voting is open until 8 o'clock tonight.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, and the dancers have to get so many votes in order to make it to the finals. It's just like the show.
Right.
You know, they need your votes. They need your support to get to the finals. But but in this case, you're not going to see them dancing. You're voting in support of the dancer or their charity that they're supporting. So, so it's important. So everybody has to vote. And if you want, vote for me.
Our own Jackie Balestra will be dancing tomorrow night, and it should be a fabulous evening. Now, of course, some people are thinking about Valentine's Day, but Valentine's Day and a business mixer, Jackie?
I know. This sounds interesting.
What an idea. Who are our guests today?
This sounds really interesting. Our guests this morning are Loli Ramazani, Jerry Carew, and Christy Oleman. Returning guest Christy Oleman is the youngest general manager of Pitfire Artisan Pizza's 8-unit mini chain and is a 5-year veteran, having started with the company as a server. A classically trained ballet dancer, Christy hails from the Northern California town of Vacaville. She attended Fresno State University before landing a position as corporate trainer for Applebee's. Christy has been instrumental in helping Pitfire grow from 3 stores to an 8-store nationally renowned leader in the world of upscale, fast casual restaurants. She is also the inventor of Pitfire's famed dessert, the Smothered Cookie. Christy resides in Long Beach with her fiancé, Chef Anthony Calderon, and their dog, Bozo. Now, Loli is a certified senior advisor. She's the owner and president of Always Best Care Senior Services in Manhattan Beach, where she has lived since 1993 with her husband and 2 daughters. Always Best Care Senior Services is part of the franchise and provides qualified caregivers to senior clients, helping them with their daily activities, as well as free referral services for assisted living communities. Loli is an accomplished businesswoman with strong ties to the community. She's a member of the American Association of University Women and an ambassador with the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. She has served on the board of directors for Leadership Manhattan Beach as a member of Manhattan Beach Rotary Club and the vice chair of Manhattan Beach Cultural Arts Commission. Loli has more than 20 years experience in the corporate world, working in senior management positions. As a small business owner, she enjoys her interactions with seniors and their family members and the ability to help others live a better life. Now, Jerry Carew is the proprietor of Three Leaf Realty, located in Manhattan Beach. A native of Ireland, Jerry has settled nicely into the Beach City's lifestyle. He started his real estate career in 2001 and quickly became a top producer in the South Bay, closing over 20 transactions a year. Jerry has strong negotiating skills and works hard to help buyers and sellers meet their real estate goals. He is also a member of the Manhattan Beach Chamber Ambassador Committee and attends the various mixers and events. Now, this morning, we're going to be hearing about the Manhattan Beach Chamber's Valentine's Day mixer being held at Pitfire Pizza on Thursday, February 12th, before the big romantic day. Loli, Christy, Jerry, welcome to the program. We are so glad you could join us this morning.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. It's a thrill to have all 3 of you. We are going to talk about the Valentine's Day mixer, but of course it's fascinating to feature businesses. That's part of the reason for this program, sponsored by the Manhattan Beach Chamber, and I'm thrilled to do so. And let's start right at the top, Christy. Pitfire Artisan Pizza. Tell us a little bit about what makes Pitfire special.
I feel like I could talk forever. Well, first, the biggest thing about Pitfire is that the community is who we are.
Yeah.
I think starting in Manhattan Beach, we opened 2 years ago on the 31st. Mm-hmm. So we've been around for 2 years officially a week ago. I think Manhattan Beach, we have had such a big appeal because of the community that, you know, Manhattan Beach has. And I think every day, Manhattan Beach proves to us that, you know, like, this is where we belong. We work really closely with a lot of elementary schools and preschools in the area, doing field trips and fundraisers and community nights and different things like that. But the biggest thing about us is that we shop locally. We choose everything, all of our ingredients, all of our beers, all of our, you know, everything we have is from Manhattan Beach or Los Angeles as a whole.
Right. That's special, and also it's just special, you know, the pizza business is very healthy, the food business is very healthy, but it does take a lot of effort and care to make a business successful with customers, no matter what the service or product, and that's the key, customer service, isn't it?
Oh, absolutely, and that's, you know, our guests are number one.
Right. And Loli, every time I hear about a business in the senior care industry, it excites me to no end. I can't tell you. I love telling the story, 1946 to 1964, the baby boomers, the first baby boomer turned 65 in 2011, signaling the beginning of the age wave.
Senior tsunami.
The Senior Tsunami, exactly. I love it. It's an amazing, it's an amazing field to be in.
Statistic. It's an amazing statistic when you
yeah.
talk about.
The Senior Tsunami is an amazing field to be in because it doesn't matter what your area of expertise, whether it be fitness or clothing or, I don't know, travel or whatever, you can find a way to fit in specialty services for seniors. But tell me, Loli, what is a certified senior advisor?
Sure. A certified senior advisor is basically belonging to the largest organization that specializes in senior care. It is not a requirement for the industry, but as I was investigating and trying to get into the business about a couple of years ago, what I was told over and over again is that if you study to become a certified senior advisor, it allows you to have a better understanding of what seniors go through, the challenges they have had, why they're facing the challenges that they do, and it goes across basically, you know, all the different aspects of their lives, if it is physical, mental, emotional, financial, social challenges and issues that may have come, they may have come across, basically. So it is an opportunity for someone who is working in the industry to learn more about seniors, those who came from depression era, why they react the way they do now. So you gain a better appreciation and understanding for their situation, also the services and the options that are available to them. And then in our interaction with the individuals, it allows us to communicate at a better level and have a better understanding. So study a book. It's a book of about 700 pages, and you take a class at the end of it, and then you pass a test to basically receive the certification.
Wow. So what kinds of services do you offer as Always Best Senior Care Services?
Sure. So we provide what is considered non-medical care.
Mm-hmm.
To your point, baby boomers are aging, and many of us are living longer due to advancement in medicine and technology. Many of us live longer. Maybe some have some memory issues. Unfortunately, Alzheimer's is something that is widespread amongst many of the seniors. But aside from that, there are individuals that are living longer, maybe in their late 80s, 90s, that basically as we age, even though we are healthy, we could become a little bit more frail. So as we move, we may need some assistance. So the services that we provide is basically hiring caregivers, quality caregivers that are our employees. They go to the senior client's place of residence, and then they help them with their daily activities, such as bathing, if they need a ride to the doctor's appointment, preparing mm-hmm. their meals, reminding them of their medications, basically helping them to live an independent life as much as they can.
That's fabulous. That's fabulous. And we will talk more about that as we go through the show. Jerry Carew, I know Three Leaf Realty very well, only because as a businessman, you uniquely, as a realtor, understand the value of a list. No question about it. I know I'm on your list because you remember my birthday every year. Among
things
other
you have to do.
Yes. You are very active in sending out messages of about the marketplace in the real estate realm, and also just sending out messages to your list. Tell
sure.
us a little bit about Three Leaf Realty, Jerry.
Well, Three Leaf Realty is based in Manhattan Beach. And we're a company of 38 people, and 37 are licensed agents or brokers. So my wife and I, Julie, we run the company, and we have two staff people, and we serve basically all of the South Bay for homeowners, for buyers and sellers.
Right.
And lately, we actually work with a lot of developers as well.
Right. And now that I know that you're a native of Ireland, I understand the name, Three Leaf.
Yes. That's from the Shamrock in Ireland.
Yes, of course.
You couldn't put that together earlier, Joe?
Well, I... For the benefit of the listeners.
Okay. Okay.
I'd say, yeah, of course, Three Leaf, Shamrock, Ireland, of course. It's all fit.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Jerry, you know, real estate is a hot topic in the South
mm-hmm.
Bay. Many, many people
sure.
Are very interested about that. In two paragraphs, how are we doing in real estate today?
We're doing very good. In the beach cities, you know, Manhattan Beach was the first to drop, let's say, the last to drop, I should say, and the first to come back.
Hmm.
So a very resilient market. Since 2012, the values have been going up double digits. And I would expect the same thing this year, 2015, to see a very strong year. So Manhattan, Hermosa, Redondo, all very strong, and everything else kind of follows that lead.
I've
very,
heard
very
some,
strong for selling homes.
I've heard some nutty numbers about particularly Manhattan Beach, how something, you'll correct me because I know I'm wrong, but something like 60% of the homes there are like all cash sales?
I wouldn't say it's 60%, but there's definitely a large amount. If you're buying on the Strand, for the most part, it's cash. Unless you have cash, you're not buying the Strand house. Most all of the teardowns that happen are pretty much all cash. They're practically 100%. Your regular buyer, your regular family moving into a bigger house or what have you, needing another bedroom, they're typically a finance deal. So there's different segments that are practically all cash and then other segments that would not be.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But it is a high percentage for sure.
Mm-hmm. It is a high percentage, yeah. It might not be 60, but it's pretty high.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's pretty high.
Who are these people and where are they getting all this cash, Joe?
Well, Jerry, we've heard that lots of people have discovered the South Bay from Brentwood, from Beverly Hills, from other locations in the city. And we really are one of the top destinations for people moving from other places, like the
mm-hmm.
Antelope Valley and other places like that. Is that true?
Yeah, absolutely. Manhattan Beach is probably no longer a secret. You've got the best schools, and they're ranked, nationally all the beach cities, but specifically Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
And then you've got the best beaches, and people like the laid-back atmosphere here.
Yeah.
So it really is a lifestyle. And you've all kinds of people moving here, and people do move from the west side, and you've got a lot of athletes here.
Yeah.
You really have a great city.
As Jackie well knows, I think we've got, like, half of the L.A. Kings or more.
We have all of the L.A. Kings here. We have all the L.A. Kings and their coaches, and,
right,
and
right,
they're
right,
all here.
Right.
And then we've got, like, a bunch of basketball players.
Yeah, right.
You know?
The Lakers, traditionally, yeah.
The Clippers, Blake Griffiths. There's a ton of guys that I know because they work out at the place I work out. So.
Right, of course.
And Maria Sharapova lives here. Landon Donovan lives here.
Right.
I mean, the list goes on.
Right. So it's become, Beverly Hills obviously has been always 90210, the famous five digits, have always been host to many famous personalities, celebrities, athletes, and so forth. But if you're raising a family, anyone who's been to Beverly Hills or Brentwood knows that it's not a very friendly place if you're raising a family. It's just not that homey or...
They don't have a beach.
The community isn't there, and yet you come to Manhattan Beach, compare 90266, right, compared to 90210, and you can walk from your home to the beach without crossing a major street. That is critical.
Yeah, absolutely.
Critical. There you go.
And that's why.
Yeah. We all love living in the South Bay. Closer to the beach, the better. I wouldn't want to live on the Strand. My wife doesn't want to live on the Strand because she's afraid of tsunamis. So we don't want to live on the Strand. But we'll do.
You can visit.
Yes, we can. Yes, thank you. So, Christy, we talked a little bit about Pitfire Before the break, I want to talk about this event. Can you tell us the genesis of the idea for a mixer on Valentine's Day, or before Valentine's Day, but near Valentine's Day?
Well, this is actually from the Chamber. They were like, we're trying to figure out a good holiday event. And I have been working closely with them for a while. So we've been talking about doing a mixer at Sapphire some time.
Mm-hmm.
And, it started with how are we going to do a Valentine's Day? Is it going to be a Valentine's Day or an anti-Valentine's Day or a Connections? And Brittany from the Chamber approached me with the idea, and it made sense. You know, it's a good holiday. It's a big holiday for the restaurant industry.
Right.
So why not include the Chamber and the businessmen of Manhattan Beach in that?
Right. It's an excellent, excellent idea. And
it's a business connection.
Yeah.
It's a business connection.
Yeah. I mean, the graphic that I put up on the show was, love your business with a big heart behind it. And that's... It's an opportunity for people to really think about, I think, their business. And, of course, these chamber events are very, very important for members to meet other members and to network. And, just a couple of days before Valentine's Day, it's an excellent opportunity. February 12th, everyone, at Pit Fire Pizza, that's where you're going to get the latest and greatest. And if you're single, who knows? Something could happen. you're listening to the South Bay Show. We're talking about the Valentine's Day mixer. Actually, it's on February 12th, a couple days before Valentine's Day. It's going to be at Pit Fire Pizza in Manhattan Beach, and you should come on out. If you'd like to join the conversation, we'd love to have you at 714-242-5288. That's 714-242-5288. 288. We'd love to have your comment or question. And Jackie, we'd like to thank a sponsor. Who do we want to thank today?
Well, Joe, it's never too early to begin planning your financial future. When it comes to protecting your assets and hard-earned dollars, you'll want experienced professionals with a proven track record and flawless reputation on your team. Briganti, Cameron, Waters & Strong, certified public accountants and consultants, is the largest full-service accounting firm in the South Bay, and they are dedicated to providing professional services of the highest quality. The partners are South Bay residents deeply committed to serving the communities where they live, work, and play. They support a variety of local nonprofit organizations such as Skate Park PV, Palos Verdes Peninsula Land Conservancy, the Torrance South Bay YMCA, Rotary, and Pediatric Therapy Network, among others. BCWS prides itself on providing national accounting technical experience with the personal attention of a local company. This commitment to uphold high standards of excellence has proven key to their success and first-rate reputation. Their ultimate goal and reward is to see their clients achieve financial success as they define it, whether that means helping them to reduce their tax burden, assisting them with planning to ensure their financial security, succession planning, exit strategies, and wealth transfer. The partners and professionals of BCWS are committed to providing their clients with the expertise and guidance they need to reach their financial goals. For more information, visit the website at www.bcws.com or call 310-542-0011.
All right, bcws.com. So Loli, we've talked a little bit about where the mixer is going to be at Pit Fire Pizza. Can you talk a little bit about the chamber experience for you as a business owner?
Sure. Like I mentioned earlier, I started my business a little over about a year and a half ago, and a few months later, I joined the Manhattan Beach Chamber. For me personally, and for the type of business that I'm in, we provide services. So for a service business, I've learned and strongly believe that myself as a business owner is basically the brand for my business.
Hmm.
So becoming a member of the chamber, participating in the activities, the events, the mixers, luncheon, business connection lunches, different summits that are being held throughout the year too, it allows me to introduce myself to others, to get to know others that are either a business owner or other professionals, basically, and also build that relationship between the two, so that they can identify the business with myself. And then once you, you know, the saying that goes, people need to know you, then they need to know you, then to like you, and then to trust you. You know, being a member of the chamber and being based for our business in particular, being based in Manhattan Beach, allows me to go through that step a little faster and a little smoother. So it's been a value add to my business.
I think it's especially important for a business that's, you know, an established business that intends to be in business for a while. You never know when a relationship is going to turn into a referral, because this business applies to everyone. Every single individual has a mother and a father.
Right.
And so everyone knows someone that's older, if they're still, God willing, still living. It's just it's the kind of business where every relationship could turn into a referral, and you really need to focus on relationships. And
Right.
So, Jerry, I think of the real estate business that way too. You know, it's everyone lives somewhere, right?
Absolutely. And that's why networking is so important.
Right. Just to keep the relationships that they think of you, Jerry Carew and Three Leaf, when they think of real estate, because they're going to be thinking of it at some point in the next several years, guaranteed.
For sure, yeah. Everybody has a house, and like you say, everybody has to live somewhere.
Now, for a realtor with, I mean, you have 38 people in your office?
Yeah.
That's a decent size. You know, the South Bay is big, but it's not that big. I mean, so 38 people in an office, you guys must have a pretty good coverage in terms of relationships and so forth with the community. But then again, you focus on that list. Can you talk a little bit about that as a strategy for a business?
Sure. You know, a lot of the agents at Three Leaf Realty would be independent contractors and have their own list of clients and what have you. For me and my own clients, let's say, I'm big on the ongoing marketing to them and sending things of value to them, letting them know how the market is and wishing them happy birthday, or when they bought the house, when the anniversary is. And just keeping them up to speed on anything that's significant. Things change all the time in real estate. The lending world is forever changing. And so just keeping front of mind is important. And so when they have a problem or they need something, they'll come to me.
Right.
And
right.
That's proven very, very good over the years.
Jill, that is so true. I just have to tell you something so funny. When we bought our home that we're in now, we've been here over 25 years now, the title guy that we used, he has sent us, it's funny that I remember this, because he sends us a Thanksgiving card, and he sends us a Christmas card. And it's always the first Christmas card. It's the only Thanksgiving card we get. But his card is the first Christmas card we get every year. And a few years ago, we wanted to get, we were thinking about selling the house.
Right.
And who did we call?
Right.
We called him.
Right.
He's all these years, 25 years, he's kept in touch with us. We haven't talked to him. We haven't done business with him. But when it came down to who we're going to call, we called him. So it does work.
Right. Of course. Yeah.
Yeah. It's easy to forget. Once you get the keys to the house and you move in, if everything is nice and smooth, it's easy to forget who you were dealing with. Because it's just an intense 30 days or 60 days. And then it's kind of you move on. You know, with St. Patrick's Day coming up in the Shamrock, we'll be blanketing the whole place with St. Patrick's Day.
I was going to say, Jerry, I'm looking forward to getting my my St. Patrick's Day mailing from you.
Absolutely.
I got to get on this list. Why not on this list?
He's a good list.
Jackie,
he's a good list.
You'll be on the list as of today. Don't worry.
Okay. I'll get you my address. Okay, good. I want to get on this list.
when we talk about the ways that people can utilize the chamber, Christy, I wanted to really focus on that, because that's the kind of thing that we're talking about today, a mixer. There's many other ways to use the chamber. What do you find to be some of the most valuable ways that you, as a business person with Pitfire, use the chamber?
Well, you know, you said the mixers. Those are huge events, just for connecting with other businesses and really getting your name out there.
Mm.
But also there's a lot of learning segments that they do, business lunches and different things with different speakers that me as a younger business person have really been helpful. I've gotten to hear, you know, some of the more successful restaurants in the area that have been there for a long time, and I've gotten to hear how and why that is, and so that's huge. Another big thing is the events that are put on. You know, I don't know if you've, last year I was on for Bite at the Beach, and, you know, being on the committee for that and getting to, you know, talk to the other restaurants and talk to the breweries in the area and set that up was huge for us.
Mm-hmm.
So I think just getting involved as much as you can is huge.
Mm-hmm. I think too many businesses obviously think of the chamber as a necessary evil. They don't think of it as an opportunity. Going forward, if you're going to spend the money and join the chamber, you should take advantage of every event that they offer.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I mean, why else do it if you don't take advantage? Right.
I'm taking advantage. I'm going to the Business Connection luncheon today.
Yeah.
They're having one today at the Manhattan Marriott.
Yeah. If your business is such that you can do that, you should do that. Someone should be responsible in the business for making those connections. Anything else, Christy, that you wanted to say?
As far as the chamber is concerned, it's just, you know, what you were saying. You know, if you're spending the money, get involved.
Right.
The people of the chamber are awesome, and they're all so helpful, and it's definitely worth it.
Right. You know, Loli, it's how many people are there in your business, Loli?
My office, you mean?
Yeah.
Right. We are, right, as I mentioned earlier, or Jackie mentioned, I think we are part of a franchise, but each office is owned and operated independently. So I have an office manager, and we have about 15 caregivers.
I see.
And in our industry, again, you know, because it is the caregiver that goes to the individual's home, and that caregiver could have a personal issue, so we need to have backups.
Mm-hmm.
So that a caregiver calls early in the morning and says, I came down with something and an emergency has come up.
Mm-hmm.
Part of the services that we provide to the client is that to keep the entire process smooth, so that
mm-hmm.
they do not notice that, well, you know, they need to deal with a situation where the caregiver cannot be there. We provide a replacement caregiver to them and just, you know, notify them.
Right.
So they can go on, you know, with their daily schedules.
Right. It's tough for many businesses out there to really, I think it's more to find new clients, but I've always said, and I think it's always been true, that your best clients are the clients that you've had before. I mean, if you're going to spend money advertising, you should probably think about having gifts and prizes and contests for your existing customers that you've had before, because those are the people that know, like, and trust you, the ones that have already purchased from you, right?
Absolutely.
So that's one of the things that we hope that more businesses will understand. I know that you understand that, Jerry. You spend a great deal of time on that.
Yeah, I do. I focus a lot on it because a lot of my business is repeat business,
right,
and referrals from the prior clients and whatnot.
Right. Yeah, you might get lucky, and someone that never heard the name Three Leaf Realty or Jerry Carew might come in the door and either buy a home or sell a home today. But it's much, much, much more likely that someone that you've already dealt with will either refer someone else or perhaps even themselves enter into a transaction, a sale, or a purchase.
Yeah, for sure.
Much more. Yeah. And you don't have to spend any money getting their phone number or address or any. You already have it.
Yeah, you have everything. Yeah. Can I tell just a quick little story on that?
Please. Yeah.
I had a past client last year. They had already, I sold a house in Playa Vista for them. They bought a house in Redondo. And she calls and says, I have a house I want to buy. It was a bigger house in her neighborhood.
Hmm.
And she said, and I have a buyer already for my house. Can you come and do all the paperwork?
You got to love clients like that.
But you didn't go, right, Jerry? Jerry, you didn't go because you were busy, right?
So that was a beautiful thing, and everything went great. They moved into the new house. I threw a big party at their house.
Right.
It was really a fantastic client.
Right.
Story.
Right. Right. It's a classic story. It's a great story, and it just illustrates that more people need to take care of their existing customers. When you get a customer, they should be like family from that point forward. And
absolutely.
Yeah, you don't want to let any moss grow under your feet in terms of maintaining that relationship.
I have a question for Jerry. I have a question. Only because I've flipping around the TV channels, I've seen those shows on cable about in New York, like $1 million listing or stuff
sure.
like that. That seems nutty. What they do to get people in the door? They throw these very extreme events to have people walk through the apartments, whatever.
Sure.
Is it here in our neck of the woods? Do we do stuff like that?
No, not really. I mean, most of those shows, including the flipping your house type shows, or all of those shows are all so staged. And for the most part, they're not real. And sometimes my wife and my kids like those shows, and I'll get home from work and, flip this house we'll be on. And there's nearly nothing worse, because so much of it is all bogus and made up. And if you have to ride an elephant and, do a circus to get a client in the door, you clearly don't have really a business,
Yeah. Yeah,
I was just wondering.
I love that. Jerry comes home. Jerry comes home and they say, "Daddy, Daddy, why aren't you a real estate agent like this guy on TV? We want an
that
elephant."
Yeah,
that is awesome. That is awesome. Christy, is the business of pizza the way that we understand it? Is it? What is the? I mean, how healthy is the business, the food industry today?
I guess that's such a hard question. It really depends. I mean, we definitely have some very healthy options at Pitfire. We do farmers market veggie platters, which come from local growers, and but a lot of things that are on restaurant menus are deceiving, and you think that they're going to be healthy, and then they're not.
Well, I'm sure they're going to be healthy, but I'm sorry. Are you making money?
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, yes, we're doing very well. Just we've grown from four restaurants to eight in the last 4 years, and we just continue to grow.
Right. That's an incredible record, and is that normal in the industry?
It's so hard to say what is normal in the industry, especially, in different areas of the industry. I think right now pizza is huge, especially in Los Angeles. The artisan pizza movement has only, we've been around for 17 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say in the last five, just the artisan pizza movement has become such a thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, we definitely have that on our side. But I would say that we are rapidly growing compared to some other chains.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Right. It's exciting. We are lucky in the South Bay to have a vibrant food culture, but eight locations. Tell us where some of the locations are.
All right. Well, our original location is in North Hollywood.
Right.
We also have Westwood, downtown, Costa Mesa, which is our only Orange County location. We have our newest location, which is Pasadena, that opened in November. We have Mar Vista. We have, I feel like I'm missing one.
Wow.
Oh, and we have West Hollywood.
Yeah.
And we are currently working on the next location, which will probably be in Westlake.
So they're all over.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, we're all over.
And Manhattan.
Yes, and Manhattan.
Of course.
All right, you want to do a break?
Sure, yeah. This is the South Bay Show. You're listening to talk about the Valentine's Day Mixer. The show is sponsored, of course, by the Manhattan Beach Chamber of Commerce. And we'd love to have a comment or question if you want to call in at 714-242-5288. And Jackie, who's sponsoring it today?
The Manhattan Beach 360's events calendar is brought to you by Shade Hotel. Nestled in the heart of downtown Manhattan Beach and steps away from the Pacific Ocean, Shade offers a unique seaside experience. With its stylish decor, casual beach vibe, and personalized service, Shade provides the perfect setting to unwind. Guests will enjoy Zinc's award-winning cuisine prepared by executive chef Chris Gorasic and signature handcrafted cocktails. A short stroll away from the hotel, guests will find boutique shopping, a vibrant nightlife, and array of beach-centric activities. Shade's individual spaces are designed with the flexibility to hold a variety of functions, such as weddings, business meetings, fundraisers, and more. Whether your next event is hosted in the signature courtyard, on Zinc Terrace, or atop the beautiful sky deck, Shade has a space for every occasion. There's a reason Condé Nast Traveler listed Shade as one of the top 100 hotels in the world and the number 6 reason to visit Los Angeles. It's cooler in Shade. For more information and to book your reservation, visit the website at www.shadehotel.com or call 310-546-4995.
Cooler in Shade.
Cooler, way cooler in Shade.
Way cooler.
So, okay, so February 12th.
Yes.
It's a biz connection. It's the Valentine's business mixer put on by the Manhattan Beach Chamber.
Right.
It is, as I said, February 12th from 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. It's going to be held at Pitfire Pizza, located at 401 Manhattan Beach Boulevard in Manhattan Beach.
Right.
There's going to be free sangria, discounted wine and beer, great music, $20 for members, $30 for non-members. There was an early bird discount if you purchased before January 22nd, but that's already passed. So, And it's sponsored by Northrop Grumman.
Yeah.
Yeah, got to get that in.
You know, of course, Valentine's Day is a huge day for flowers, and as Christy said, a huge day for restaurants. Mother's Day, I think, may be right up there with Valentine's Day in terms of a huge day for flowers. But I think Valentine's Day is the king of flower day, isn't it? Or is it Easter?
No, I'm pretty sure it's Valentine's Day. Valentine's Day, I know people that, you know, could not get flowers. You know,
right.
They probably wait at the last minute on the way home from work and pick up flowers, and there were no flowers to be had. So.
Right. Huge day. Huge day.
Yeah. And that's big trouble. You don't have the flowers, it's just big trouble. Yeah.
Thank goodness. I don't think I'm going to have that problem this year. So it's really exciting that we're going to have this mixer. We hope that the chamber members will realize. Perhaps they'll hear this show, or they'll just get other communications from the chamber that it's time to use more of the resources of the chamber. These mixers are a huge resource, a great opportunity. You're going to be visiting one of the really signature businesses here in Manhattan Beach that are part of the chamber, the Pitfire Artisan Pizza. It's a great opportunity.
Who knows? Valentine's, love is in the air. Who knows?
Who knows what can happen at a Manhattan Beach Chamber mixer?
That's right. That's right.
So
you go for business and you find love.
Loli, I just want to give you an opportunity to to tell people where they can find out more about Always Best Care Senior Services and what would be a good strategy for as they say in the industry, to start the conversation.
Sure. I did want to mention, as far as the types of services that we provide, I know we focus on the caregiving, but what we also do is that there are times where the senior loved one cannot stay at home for safety or health reasons, or maybe financially they cannot afford a 24/7 caregiving option at their home, and they decide to move into an assisted living community. For that decision, we actually provide a free service where, based on a pre-qualification that we have done with many of the assisted living communities in the area, with about 50 or 60 of them, we will help the individual to match them with the most appropriate senior community for them. And all of this service to the client is free. So instead of them getting on Google, do a search on maybe about 10 or 15 communities, and a lot of times, in practically all the cases, the communities do not list all the different requirements or the care levels that they can provide. That's the type of information that becomes available to us based on our pre-qualification. So if the client is at that stage, then we can help them to find that community in a more efficient and effective manner.
Well, that's huge. I love what you're saying, because as a marketing person, I love the idea that you have something to offer for free. You have a free referral service if someone is looking for assisted living facility, and you can lead with that, and then, of course, they will find out about the other services that you offer. So I think that's an excellent, excellent thing. What's your website and phone number, Loli?
Sure. Our website address is www.abc for Always Best Care. So it's abc-beachcities.com, all one word. And our office phone number is 310-546-3400. As I mentioned earlier, we are based in Manhattan Beach, and our office is in the building at the corner of Marina and Sepulveda.
In this particular situation, Loli, with your business, that is just so important. As Joe was saying earlier, your best clients are your existing or prior clients. If you're working with a family and your staff is taking care of that person, and then the time comes to move them into an assisted living facility, you got to have that trust there.
Exactly.
That's so important. And I would imagine that I would feel much more comfortable knowing you, coming to you, and saying, I think it's time, how should we do this? That's just so important.
And I appreciate that. And I think what it does, the fact that we are able to provide both types of services is that even in our first visit with the client, we don't push them into one solution or another. Because if a company just provides home care, when they're talking to them, they may be inclined to convince the individual that, well, home care is still a better solution, whereas in our case, we listen to the client based on their care level needs. Both solutions would work for us, and we can help them in either area. So I believe our conversation becomes a little bit more genuine and natural because we do whatever, the client needs to do.
That's important. You're not going to railroad them into something. That's really, really important. Yeah.
Right.
Wonderful, wonderful. And that phone number again, Loli?
Sure, 310-546-3400.
Excellent, excellent. And Jerry, how do people get on your list?
Well, I guess they could email me or call me.
Yeah? Okay. Yeah.
And my email is jerry@3leafrealty.com. That's J-E-R-R-Y @ and the number 3, leafrealty.com.
Excellent, excellent.
And I can give my number if you want.
Please.
310-714-1416. And I'd be happy to add them to the list, including Jackie.
I want to get on that list.
Yeah, it is really a signature effort of yours. I mean, there's lots of realtors.
Thank you.
There's a lot of noise. in the South Bay in terms of the real estate business. But yours really cuts through, I think, because of that commitment to do that. And it's jerry@threeleafrealty.com.
Yep.
Just send them an email with your address, and you'll get things in the mail regularly. So you do it mostly by mail? Do you do any email? Is that the strategy?
It's a combination, really. I do postcards, letters, newsletters, online newsletters, and sometimes it's an email blast. I put on various events, from wine tasting events to even fun in the park for the family. I really do a little bit of everything, or a lot of everything, as it works out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Jerry's hot list.
Yeah.
Jerry's hot list. Sounds like fun. And I got to give a shout out. I'm going to give a plug to one of your guys, Tony Warfield.
Yeah.
Who is a new advertiser on my website.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah, any minute now. Yeah, any minute now, we're going to have his ad up on SouthBayByJackie.com. So that's exciting.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, you know, it's exciting to be in business in the South Bay. The business climate in the South Bay is an excellent climate, regardless of the business that you're in. But so many business owners are, you know, so afraid to spend money, whether it be print advertising or, you know, obviously online advertising like Jackie's website. So many business owners are afraid to spend money because they just don't know what works. They don't trust advertising anymore. Many people don't trust advertising. I mean, anyone watch a commercial lately without skipping through it because they record the
Ooh, what was that?
That was a recorded program that someone skipped through. They don't. I didn't do that.
It's different now. It's different now. Yeah, people no longer watch commercials on TV, and that's why you have to know your audience.
Right.
You know, you have to know your clients, and keep it local. I always said.
Right.
Yeah. Keeping it local and tracking where your business comes from is another key for sure.
Right.
And that's something I've always done, is to keep good metrics on where your business is coming from.
Right, right, absolutely. And Christy, we know where Pit Fire Artisan Pizza is, but why don't you tell us where it is again?
All right. Well, we are at 401 Manhattan Beach Boulevard, right in downtown Manhattan Beach.
Yeah.
We're a big red building across the street from Vaughn.
Okay, excellent. And people can just go there, but of course they can go to your website. What's the website?
It's www.pitfirepizza.com.
Okay.
You can also order through our app. We have a Pit Fire Pizza app
that
you can order through as well.
Excellent. And as Jackie is finding out, I think, Jackie, you said 60% plus of your traffic on your website is mobile.
Oh, I think it's up to 80-something.
What?
That's an unbelievable stat. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
That is.
I think the last time I looked at it, it was like 87% was mobile.
Oh, my gosh.
Mm-hmm.
That's incredible.
Mobile is taking over the world.
Yeah, yeah. Christy, do you find, since you have an app and people can order on your website directly, just on the website, yes?
Yes, you can order from Yelp.com, you can order from our website or from our app.
Yep, Yelp, the website or the app. Do you find a lot of people are ordering on their smartphone?
Oh, yeah, it's starting to take over our order, takeout and delivery business.
Yeah. Yeah, as a friend of mine was saying, you know, it really isn't an issue anymore. Anyone can afford a smartphone. You can either go on a contract and pay $199 or $99 and get a big, beautiful smartphone and pay for it over time, or you can just go and buy one outright. But the barrier to entry for a smartphone is very, very low now, and businesses are offering so many value-added services if you have a smartphone, so it pays to do things. And it's the computer that's closest to you. You wear the computer on your body, most people, all day. So
that's right.
I don't think I'm ever a few feet or more from my phone.
Yeah, most people aren't these days.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, Christy. Thank you for joining us today, General Manager of Pitfire Artisan Pizza.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you. It's been wonderful having you, and we're looking forward to that mixer at your location February 12th. It's going to be a great event to get ready for the Valentine's weekend. Loli, thank you so much for joining us. And what a great business! What an amazing time in business history, really, to be servicing seniors as this age wave. We talked about the first baby boomer being turning 65 January 1st, 2011, but most people don't realize that there's a person. There's 10,000 people turning 65. Every single day, 10,000.
For the next, 17 years?
Yes,
20
years. For 19 years, I think, 10,000 people turning 65. And it's that number.
Every day.
It's that number in everyone's head, right? 65. Oh, I've turned 65 today. You know, maybe I should make some decisions. So.
Right.
Yes, wow.
It's definitely a growth business.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes. And Jerry, I don't know. I don't think 10,000 people every day think I want to buy or sell a home, but it's a big number, right?
It is a big number, yes. People are not afraid to move at the beach, that's for sure.
Right. And there's practically not a bad seat in the house when you're talking about the South Bay. Everybody has their preferences, but
everybody wants to live here.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
That's the good news.
The good news.
All right. So before we go, Joe, I just want to mention that there is a Business Connection lunch today.
Yeah.
Manhattan Beach Chamber Business Connection lunch at the Manhattan Beach Marriott at noon. So that's happening today. I'm going to be there.
Excellent. Are any of you three going to be there, Christy, Loli, or Jerry?
I am planning to stop by, yes.
Yes, Loli is. Yes.
I should be there for some of it, too.
Okay,
well, definitely stop and say hello to me.
Absolutely.
You can.
All right, two out of three.
I can give Jerry my card and get on his list.
There you go.
Two out of three Manhattan Beach Chamber members are going to the Business Connection luncheon today, ladies and gentlemen. We did a little survey. And
just on our show.
It's been great. We have this show every Friday at 8 a.m. We talk about issues that are relevant to the Manhattan Beach Chamber or relevant to the South Bay in general. We've had shows recently on the visit by the Urban Land Institute to the South Bay and any other critical issues affecting business or just lifestyle in the South Bay.
Did you watch that video from the Urban Land Institute? Did you watch the report?
I watched about 30-40 minutes of it, yes.
Very interesting.
Tremendous value. Tremendous mm-hmm. value. They got every penny of the dollars that they spent on that. It was absolutely well worth it. But, you know, now the proof will be in the pudding as we get to the stage of looking at what the actual proposals will be for Manhattan Beach in particular, but
yes,
it's very. I think the leadership did an excellent job in contracting with ULI, so now we have a good picture. So they did a fabulous job. That's our show for today, ladies and gentlemen. We'll see you again on Tuesday, and we love having you all. Thank you so much, Christy, Loli, and Jerry for joining us today.
Thank you. It was great.
Thank you. Thank you. And that's our show. We'll see you again. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye now. And, of course, thank you, Jackie.
Always a pleasure, Joe.
That's our show. Bye-bye.